coming up on March 30th, designated as World Bipolar Day. It's aimed to raise awareness of the condition and reduce the stigma surrounding mental health issues. And here to talk a little bit about that, get some information this morning, is Dr. Andrew Cutler. He's a renowned psychiatrist and chief medical officer of Neuroscience Education Institute, along with Karen Liddrell. She is a musician living with the bipolar disorder, here to talk this morning. Doctor, let's start with you for, I guess, a diagnosis or a description. What is bipolar 1 disorder? How do you describe that?
Sure. Well, first of all, this is a common condition that affects over 3 million adults in the U.S. And bipolar 1 disorder causes unpredictable high and low mood and energy swings. And we call these manic and depressive episodes. They can cause significant impact on people's lives, causing impairment and distress. And it's difficult to diagnose. The symptoms can look like other conditions. And it's a complex and often misunderstood disorder, which is why Karen and I are happy to be here today, and we're partnering with AbbVie to help raise awareness of this complex and misunderstood condition.
So, Karen, when did you understand that you had this condition? What was your journey like to get to this point?
So I started to experience symptoms of bipolar 1 disorder when I was 19 years old. I had trouble sleeping. I started noticing problems with my memory along with the changes in my mood. But at that point in my life, I didn't understand that I was experiencing, you know, symptoms of something bigger. I was just trying to get through college. And there wasn't really a lot of precedent on how to navigate seeking a diagnosis for bipolar 1 disorder. So over the years, I knew that something was wrong, but I wasn't quite sure what. And finally, I met with a psychiatrist and shared, you know, my symptoms, my family history, and I finally received a diagnosis of bipolar 1 disorder when I was 34. And it was like a puzzle piece, you know, fit into place after 15 years.
Doctor, does that 15 years or that long span seem normal? Is that really what we hear from a lot of people?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a common story. On average, it takes up to 10 years from the time the symptoms start to get the accurate diagnosis. And bipolar 1 disorder usually starts early, like in Karen's case, usually in the teens or early adult years. And it's a lifetime chronic relapsing condition that often goes unrecognized because, again, the symptoms can look like other things. Especially people present when they're depressed and they're suffering, and they often get misdiagnosed with something we call major depressive disorder or unipolar depression, which doesn't have those manic symptoms. And this is why talking openly and honestly with your healthcare provider and sharing all of your symptoms and the impact on your life is so important, and that can be the key to getting the proper diagnosis.
A lot of times we hear people try to do sort of self-diagnosis or even self-medication or do things that are somewhat mm-hmm. detrimental to try mm-hmm. to deal with this. Talk a little bit about that and what to look forward to.
Well, that is certainly true. And I certainly understand people trying to self-manage this. As Karen said, you don't realize necessarily there's something wrong with you. And, you know, there's a lot of misinformation and stigma associated with this. Unfortunately, people develop unhealthy coping skills, such as using alcohol or drugs or other various ways that may not be helpful. So, again, getting that diagnosis is critical because having the right treatment plan can really help someone to live a full and happy and normal life.
Karen, what kind of treatments were you able to use or do now so that you can kind of live with the disorder?
Yeah, once I finally received that diagnosis, I learned how to prioritize my mental health. So for me, that's like getting a good night's sleep, getting exercise, trying to minimize stress, talking about my condition in therapy, and taking the medication that my psychiatrist has prescribed.
Does the medication, for the most part, I mean, do you miss the highs and the lows, or do you still have those just in a different circumstance?
Well, I think bipolar 1 disorder, it's different for everyone. So Dr. Cutler talked about, you know, high energy and low energy and like the mood. And it can present as kind of like aphasia, you feel really good. It can also present as irritability. And so when I am experiencing a manic episode, my husband starts asking if I'm mad at him because I just snap at everything and I'm, you know, it's beyond just being grumpy. I am just, you know, in a really bad mood all the time. And so I would much rather take the medication and, you know, even out those highs and lows and the high energy, low energy so that I can, you know, it's a much more smooth ride. And I think it's a lot more enjoyable.
I just want to throw in that people can still experience normal moods. What this treatment can do is to help, as Karen said, smooth out the highs and lows.
We're talking today with Dr. Andrew Cutler, a psychiatrist, as well as Karen Lidrow, who is living with bipolar disorder. I understand you're a musician, and too, how well does sort of art and musician and be able to express things like that impact what you do?
I love being able to, you know, take what I'm feeling and thinking and put it into a song and be able to share my story through music. It's been wonderful.
Doctor, how important is it to get family people involved or people who know that person? Sometimes the one who's going through it doesn't realize it, but those from the outside can kind of see something. What kind of a support system do you need for this?
Well, it's extremely important. And what I like to do also is not only educate the patient, but educate the family about what's going on here and what to expect and how they can be helpful to the person and help monitor things and help recognize when the mood episode is beginning and things are starting to go bad so you can intervene and do something about it. I also recommend that people go talk, obviously, with the healthcare provider, and family members can be so critical to making the diagnosis because they observe the patient and can report things that the patient may not recognize themselves. And I often direct people to the internet, to a couple of specific places. I like them to go to gettinghere2there.com or the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, and the website is dbsalliance.org. And I'm proud to say that AbbVie is a sponsor of the DBSA.
Well, we appreciate both of you joining us this morning in honor of World Bipolar Day to get people talking about it and making people aware of it and sort of trying to break through that stigma that comes with many diagnoses of mental health issues. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.